All right. Hey, before we dig in here today with my thoughts on sales and money and some things like that, I want to encourage you to take a hard look at the Contractor Sales Academy. We've got some crazy crap that's been going on. We had somebody call me the other day. He was late for our call. He goes, sorry, I had to sell a job. He sold a job, $3,500 project over the phone in 10 minutes. He was 10 minutes late for our phone call. We had another one of our members who's a home builder who sold a $460,000. That's 460,000, $460,000 home on the telephone. Never met the clients. Had a couple different phone calls with them over the course of a week or two, with a total of about two and a half hours of his time. And the first time that he actually met them in person is when they got together to hand him a deposit check and sign the contract for a new home. I have story after story after story of home improvement contractors that have decided enough is enough. They're going to change the way contractors sell forever. And it starts with your mindset. And you know, 90% of what we do in the Contractor Sales Academy is we unscrew your mind. And you do that, number one, by owning your crap and being willing to change. Number two, you got to get around people that are thinking at that level. And number three, you got to be willing to get uncomfortable and put in the hard work and practice and do the things that we tell you to do. And so if you're on the bubble, I want to encourage you to go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com and give it a shot. Give it a shot. Because here's the deal. We have a 30-day checklist. And if you do everything in the first 30 days on that checklist and it's still not a fit for you, we'll give you your money back. You're out. We'll let you go. We'll release you back into your old ways. But here's the thing. Anyone who ever follows the 30-day checklist stays in. And most of them stay in for several years. So listen, you have nothing to lose. Go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com and let's turn this shit around. Contractors have been abused and disrespected for too long. Hey, just come out, give me a price. You know, just leave the bid in the mailbox. You're way more than everybody else. You know, blah, 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 blah. Kind of had a rhythm to it there, didn't it? Anyway, guys, no more. Let's change the way that contractors sell forever. And that's what we're doing in the CSA. So head over there and hit ContractorSalesAcademy.com, hit sign up, join, and hit it hard in those first 30 days. And I guarantee you that in the first 6 to 9 months, if you're all in, you're going to get 10 to 20 times your return on investment. It's no bullshit. So anyway, that being said, appreciate you being here. I'm going to talk about sales here for a little bit. I want to talk money. How many times have you been up at 11, 12, 1 a.m.? All right, I know I have. And you're about to hit send on the proposal. And you're looking at the price and it says $12,200. And you just go, gosh, I don't know if they're going to go for that. I've been there. You know what I've done in the past? I went in and sharpened my own damn pencil. I negotiated against myself and I found a way to bring it under $12,000 so that there'd be an $11,000 at the front instead of a $12,000. My original price was right, but I negotiated against myself because of fear and all the head trash and bullshit that I had going on in my head. See, guys, one of the main concepts to selling more of your services for a profit, to getting off the financial roller coaster that you're on year in and year out, never being able to build your bank account or get rid of your debt, is that you take on this responsibility. You believe it's your responsibility to find money for your clients to pay you. I mean, think about that. Guys, it's not your job to find their money. It's your job to understand what's important to them. Understand the pain they're trying to solve, the pleasure that they want to have by building the thing that or painting the thing or fixing the thing that they're going to have you do. Your job is to truly understand them like no other contractor has ever understood them. Then it's your job to talk realistic budget. Realistic meaning fair to you, fair to them. Meaning they get what they want and you get what you want because you can have both. If If you don't get that on straight, you're going to continue to negotiate against yourself and take this pressure on to find your money. And I got this phrase years ago from my wife when I was up at night and I was just going, I got to find a way to bring this bid under 20 grand. And my wife was like, it's not your job to find their money. And the light bulb went off for me. I was like, holy crap, she's right. That's not my job to do that. My job is to deliver the goods and to be an uncommon contractor. My job is to be different than everyone else. It's to build trust. It's to add value. It's to have an open and honest conversation about the money. It's to charge them an amount of money that is going to enable me to not take shortcuts, do amazing work, and stand behind it. On top of that, I'll give them the best experience I've ever had with a contractor. And if it happens to be $12,200 instead of $11,800 or $11,900, then so be it. See, here's the thing. We all find the money for things that are important to us. You might not have two nickels to rub together, but if your favorite band came into town right now for $100, you'd shit $100 because that's just how human beings work. See, I want to work with people who are willing to find the money to pay me for what I do. Because if they're willing to find the money, then I know they're serious. Then I know that I'm set up for success. See, I can't deliver great service, whether it be a paint job, building a deck, fixing something, or even coaching you or doing what we're doing in the CSA. I can't deliver great value and awesome service and all that other stuff for cheap. It's impossible. You can't do it for cheap, at least for too long. Maybe once you can. But to sustain and to grow the type of business that's going to change the game for you and your family and your industry and your clients, you can't do it for cheap. So stop trying to find their money. You have enough problem of your own finding your own damn money. I know I do. I got my own money issues. I got my own money concerns, my own budget in my house and my businesses and things like that. I don't need to take on the pressure of finding somebody else's money. But I will take on the pressure of making sure that I'm going to deliver exactly what they want, and in most cases, more than what they want. In fact, I do these little fight nights about once a month now, and it's $67. And I say that we're going to go an hour and a half or 2 hours, okay? And I usually go 2.5 or 3 hours. I usually give more. I always try to give more than what you're paying for. That's just how I'm wired, whether it's a paint job or a coaching call. So guys, stop putting the pressure on yourself to find their money. It's not your job. It's their job to find the money. And people will always find the money for the things that are important to them that they see value in. And so learn to build trust. Learn to connect with them in a way that is deeper than any other contractor or any other salesperson, for that matter, has ever connected with them. And when you do that, the money will show up. They will find the money and they will gladly hand you that check and have you do their project. Get your head right. Keep it out of your butt. All right. And doggone it, stop negotiating against yourself. Travis, rock us out. We'll see you guys next time.